I learned that the band, the Scottish band Aztec Camera, does a cover of Van Halen's Jump because he played it.
How fun.
And
that's on public radio, which is
on public radio.
I don't think, you know, I mean, does public radio even have music anymore in the United States?
Some stations do,
right? Rock music.
But it's it.
WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre Hudson, listener supported radio in Green and Columbia counties.
The Cara Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of Cara, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the Cara Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the Cara Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of Cara history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the Cara Historical Society at carohistocietey@yahoo.com.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The Art Park is on Wave Farm's 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The Study Center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra Broadcast Studio, and accommodations for Wave Farm's International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farm's Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a survive-all shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura of Skodak Landing, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Patrick Phelan, executive director of the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police, denounced Saugerties officials on July 27th for not explaining the reasons for putting Police Chief Joseph Sinagra on paid administrative leave. Phelan said, and I quote, "Currently we are waiting for information. As far as we know, there has been no reason given for placing Chief Sinagra on administrative leave," end quote. Sinagra was recently sworn in as president of the New York State Association of Police Chiefs. Phelan said he spoke to Sinagra on July 26, and the chief told him he did not know why the town board put him on leave. Sinagra could not be reached for comment by the newspaper on July 27. The town voted to hire former police chief Lou Barbaria as interim chief at $50 per hour. Earlier this month, the state attorney general's office recommended that the Saugerties Police Department, and I quote, seek to terminate, end quote, Saugerties Police Officer Dion Johnson because of sexual assault and harassment complaints. And Sinagra's brother, Philip Sinagra Jr., a, and I quote, volunteer officer, end quote, with the Saugerties Police Department and a part-time officer in Woodstock, was named in a federal complaint by four Woodstock police officers and a former dispatcher who alleged that Woodstock Police Department tolerated sexually charged comments by Sinagra Jr. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Fox News reports that Representative Elise Stefanik is all in on impeaching President Joe Biden. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Oh, absolutely. I'm in conversations with Speaker McCarthy and all of our members. The important thing to know about an impeachment inquiry is that ensures that the House is at the apex of its power and oversight responsibility. It means that our subpoenas have the most power possible when it comes to litigating this out in court, because we know getting the facts is not going to be easy," end quote. Her comments say what impeachment would do for House Republicans, not what Biden did that deserves being impeached. On that issue, she only said something about, and I quote, "illegal money laundering, the fact that nearly 20 Biden family members have profited illegally," end quote. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this week that he may consider an impeachment inquiry over Biden claims of financial misconduct. Stefanik, also a Republican, represents the 21st Congressional District, including Rensselaer County. Other Hudson Valley representatives have not joined calls to impeach Biden. Read more about this story at the Fox News website. It has been a summer of plagues in the Hudson Valley, with floods, heat, smoke from Canadian wildfires, and an invasion of spongy moths. Now, Mid-Hudson News reports that West Nile virus in mosquitoes has returned to the area. West Nile virus was found in a mosquito pool in the town of New Windsor in Orange County this week. So officials are alerting residents to get rid of any standing water they can, as mosquitoes can breed in any stagnant water that lasts more than 4 days. With all the rain recently, there is a lot of standing water in the Hudson Valley, which means a lot of mosquitoes. Besides eliminating standing water, officials recommend wearing appropriate clothing and using bug repellent sprays when outdoors. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
No, Governor DeSantis, there's no upside to slavery. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Emmett Till would have turned 82 on July 25th, but he was murdered at 14 on August 28th, 1955, dragged from his great uncle's home in Money, Mississippi, by two white men for allegedly whistling at a white woman. They beat, tortured, and shot Emmett, tied a heavy cotton gin fan to him with barbed wire, and threw his body into the Tallahatchie River. His bloated, disfigured corpse was discovered several days later. His mother, Mamie Till Mobley, had his body returned to Chicago for the funeral. She insisted on an open casket so the world would see the brutality of bigotry, the ravages of racism. Jet Magazine and other publications carried photos of Emmett Till's beaten, distended face in his coffin, shocking the world and galvanizing the civil rights movement to defeat Jim Crow.
I believe that the whole United States is mourning with me, and that the death of my son can mean something to the other unfortunate people all over the world, then for him to have died a hero would mean more to me than for him just to have died.
Said Mamie Till Mobley of her decision. 68 years later, President Joe Biden formally established the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument, signing the proclamation on Emmett Till's birthday. Three sites make up the monument: the Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ on Chicago's South Side, where Emmett's funeral was held; the Tallahatchie County Second District Courthouse in Sumner, Mississippi, where Emmett's two murderers were acquitted by an all-white jury; and the Grabaugh Landing site along the Tallahatchie River, believed to be where Emmett Till's body was found. The memorial sign at Grabaugh Landing was made bulletproof to withstand the attempts to destroy it. It's been shot at and vandalized countless times. The painful history of Emmett Till's lynching and his mother's remarkable courage is seared into the fabric of this country. Less than 3 months later, sickened by the photos of Emmett, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white passenger on December 1, 1955, sparking the Montgomery bus boycott. The March on Washington in 1963 was held on August 28th, the anniversary of Emmett Till's murder. Yet there are people now attempting to suppress history and whitewash the systemic racism so central to our nation. Leading the pack of these revisionists is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican presidential candidate. DeSantis first forced the revision of the state's AP African American Studies curriculum, purging key Black writers, feminists, and references to Black Lives Matter. Then, last week, the Florida Department of Education released its social studies standards for this school year. The 216-page document states, quote, "Instruction includes how slaves develop skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit," unquote. Governor DeSantis was asked to explain this shocking rewrite of the brutal, bloody history of slavery in the United States while at a campaign stop in Utah.
They're probably going to show some of the folks that eventually parlayed, being a blacksmith into doing things later in life.
Renowned civil rights attorney and Florida resident Ben Crump responded on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
It is sickening. It is astonishing that in 2023 we could have person who is the second in contention for the Republican nomination telling his supporters and his state that he governs that it is going to be mandated now that students in Florida, some from middle school on, will have to be taught that slavery had positive benefits. And it is asinine on every level. It has the potential to cause serious psychological trauma to African American students, and we will not stand for it. We will explore every possible legal remedy in the court of law.
The catalog of atrocities during the centuries-long practice of legal enslavement in the United States is long. Forced labor, beatings, whippings, torture, rape, murder, the separation of families, the denial and criminalization of education, and more. The suggestion that the millions of enslaved people in this country somehow benefited from their enslavement is simply grotesque. Of course, many enslaved Africans and their enslaved descendants did learn skills that served them later in life, but these were the skills born of resistance. Harriet Tubman escaped north from Maryland to Philadelphia and used that hard-earned experience to lead between 11 and 30 dangerous missions to rescue more enslaved people, guiding them to freedom, mostly at night, navigating by the stars. Legal slavery ended in the United States on December 5, 1865, with the ratification of the 13th Amendment, but its echoes painfully persist to this day. Monuments and memorials are important checks on the whitewashing of history, but strong social movements are the best bulwark against those who would roll back progress. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 84 degrees and a light and variable wind becoming northwest at 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. On Saturday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees and a north wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 57 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the People of the Waters That Are Never Still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the Great Ebbtide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Tonight, what heights we'll hit? On with the show, this is it.
Wave Farm's Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The Art Park is on Wave Farm's 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farm's International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farm's Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Oprah Show. I am your host, Mark Ziegler. We have quite an interesting one for you today, folks. I survived a hippie cult. We have with us in the studio two people who were once part of the notorious Sunflower Cult, who some believe are responsible for the disappearance of hundreds of young men and women across the country.
Oh, hell no!
Rodeo and Aunt Denise, thank you for being with us today. How you feeling?
Well, first let me say, you mentioned that we used to be members of, as you call it, the Sunflower Cult, but actually we're still part of it. More on that later. Secondly, we don't actually use the word cult. Nobody does. That's an offensive term.
Yeah.
We prefer the word team.
Team.
Now, I want you all to imagine driving down a road, and you see some roadkill. It's a spider. You don't stop. Further up the road, you pass a dead cat. You don't stop. You see a dead deer. You don't stop. More driving, more roadkill, you see a bear, don't stop, you see a gorilla, don't stop, but then you see a human being lying on the side of the road. And what do? You don't stop. And why? Because she's laughing at you. And she's laughing, and she's laughing, and she's laughing, and that's why I'm sitting here today. Because the Sunflower Cult, the Sunflower Team, saved my life. It was the 1980s. I was fighting in Vietnam. I owned all sorts of chains. I lost my way. But now, I cut my hand over wheat fields and corn grows from the whiskers of my choo-choo. And that's all because someone once handed me a brochure that said The Sunflower on it. And from that, I learned the ways of water farms and the human drift. That is, turning people into stargates. How you can exfoliate their pores to the size of brand new Lamborghinis, people, and walk right through them. And I learned that it is through the living body, literally, where you can experience the greatest mind-altering high abracadabra.
It sounds to me like you're not just sympathetic to these hippies, but that you actually love them.
Actually, Ziegler, hippies is an offensive word. We prefer the term Earth people, but whatever, you're not my dad.
Ooh.
And so what if your kid goes missing, or you never see your partner again? There are more important things in life. Things are just things, man.
But these people are going bye-bye.
If you can't find these people who have disappeared, then how do you know they're not having a good time, or the best time? You have to understand that we go bye-bye too. We're all out there in a beyond zone that you can't comprehend. And by the way, remember what I said about still being part of the cult? Well, I'm not just still a member, but I'm the leader. And Aunt Denise and I have come here today to turn this whole studio audience into a sea of gaping door holes. To soak you down, to disappear into all of you, with all of you. A pleasure unlike anything you've ever experienced. Come. Open up. Ice cream and french fries. Be born again by famous pregnant hunter-gatherers with bandages on their heads.
Ooh.
I am the people. We are the people. And this is love. This is drugs. Drugs is love. Drugs is love.
And this is when the event known as the massive entering occurred. The scene became chaos when thick fog was pumped through the vents. A high-pitched bone horn got blown, and the doors were bolted shut before anyone could escape. Mouths were frozen open in mid-scream as areas on the body began undulating, forming lesion-like portal holes, foaming in parts. From backstage, a horde of Earth people were released, flooding into the auditorium, and wiggling themselves into any nook and cranny to deep dose on the drug of flesh. Bare feet were plunged into softened chests. Throats were being dived into head first. There were belly flops into bellies, straight in and beyond. No one in the studio audience was spared, including celebrities like retired wrestling legend Bret the Hitman Hart. The fog spilled out into the street, turning the highway into the dead salt flats of Niagara Falls. Cars were dried out with people petrified inside of them, waiting with glowing corporeal chasms to become multidimensional trailways for weird stoners. All around the riverside, people began disappearing, both host and Mooch, to the sound of jumbo bubble wrap being twisted by the universe. Some say this fog is still spreading to this day. Just take a look out your windows. It might be rolling in from the hills, ready to take you to the other side. We'll see you there on the next episode of
Oprah.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
children once abducted you. Oh man, we lost your soul to the stock exchange of a bottomless hole. Your brain's rotted and it's kissed off.
Court session, the government was able to reunite only four of those children with their families. Government lawyers told the judge in San Diego that they hoped to reunite more later today. Because the government now has to account for every one of these children in court, the Department of Health and Human Services was forced to reveal today that they have no idea what to do with one of the children who might actually be a citizen of the United States. In documents filed in court and in a press release, the Department of Health and Human Services said one child cannot be reunified at this time because the parent's location has been unknown for more than a year. Records show the parent and child might be
leave them to fend for themselves.
Judge ordered the government to speed up the process of reunification, while another federal judge in Los Angeles overseeing the Flores case, which has established the rules for holding children across the border in federal custody, denied the Trump government's request to change the Flores rules to allow children to be held in custody for more than 20 days. The judge in the Flores case said that the Trump administration's legal argument for changing the rules was, quote, torture. Faced with these court orders, the New York Times reports tonight that the Trump administration will release hundreds of migrant families wearing ankle bracelet monitors into the United States, effectively returning to the catch and release policy that President Trump promised to eliminate.
Finding that we keep the needs from rotting heads to rotting feet of bodies.
But they haven't told me anything.
Porque sí que
he worries me.
Que ella tiene tan solo 2 años.
Because the youngest one is only 2.
Él es uno de los niños que debe ser entregado porque
he is one of the kids that should be reunified. But I'm very concerned because I don't know anything.
The sheer level of incompetence of this administration in dealing with this issue. There's just such callous indifference. They are not treating these people as carefully as airlines treat dogs whom you ship overseas.
Le pregunto por mi esposa que si yo estaba vivo. Según mi niño que yo estaba muerto. Cuando le hablé el lunes, mi niño estaba llorando. Papá, ya no me quieres, papá. ¿Por qué no me has llamado, me dijo?
Thank you.
nothing's gonna happen. Maybe all the ants in the world will sip sweetly at the trap of tea and almost say, nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen. Because of some good things happening all
stretched out in a line, but a breeze pulls on my spine. I cry.
Why do you cry?
I remember. I smile.
Why do you smile?
I remember. All of those moves.
Summertime.